What's good, people? It's your boy Dean and my man Lincoln over here. You know, we decided to start this little podcast thing, you know, called Talk That Talk. You know, honestly, we be just chilling, vibing, having some good ass conversations. Yes, we're like, why not just like
do a podcast,
chop it up on a podcast for real. So yeah, Talk That Talk.
Talk That Talk podcast. Just let us know what y'all feel about the name too. And what I want to say is real quick, I remember when I first I came over here, we was talking like a couple months ago. We was talking, like, we always talking about business. So I actually made some goals because this dude inspired me, man. He's like a real, like, he's a real go-getter. So I said, man, in 2021, do you remember when I said this? I was like, I got to have at least like one little side hustle.
Definitely.
So boom, now we're going to do this. And you already know I'm working on the second one.
Yep. Working so on the LLC program. Yep.
We're going to keep like, we're going to keep building up, man. We starting up. We doing this black business thing, man. We gonna have it booming in 2021.
Definitely. I see, for me, like, we always have these conversations, and like one of my biggest things, we always talk about people and their drive and stuff like that. Is for me, like, just with anything, you just gotta be hungry for like whatever you want. Like, the intent of this podcast ain't even to be like specifically categorized like this or that. We literally just talking about whatever, like business, you know, whatever, what's happening in the world. Like, our ideas on people, like, drive, like, anything it is, we gonna talk that talk about it, like, literally. So, like, one of the things that I was saying for myself, that anything could be, I feel like anything could hinder or be, like, good at the same time. Like, for example, for me, I feel like one of my strengths is my motivation and my drive. It's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, with that, it could hit you in a bad way, but it's still good at the end of the day. Because sometimes maybe your drive and your motivation make you execute too quick before you do the full research.
Without thinking about everything. Yeah.
But that's fine, though, because then now you're learning, you know, like you're learning. Like, let's not call it mistakes. Let's call it learning curves or whatever the case is. And, you know, obviously, you know, I started my little clothing line thing, got my little LLC going. And from the start to where I'm at now, like, definitely had some hiccups and shit. But at the end of the day, I'm just learning throughout the way. I'm still in the beginning stages, but I got a long way to go. Many other business ventures and everything. I'm gonna keep grinding. But one of my main things that I love about myself, not even toting my own box, is like when I put something in my head, you know, like I know you encounter people that's like, man, I'm gonna do this or I'm gonna do that. But they don't never do
talking.
It.
Yeah,
for me, when I start to talk about something and I talk, I need to have that physical product in front of me.
Right.
Like, you could ask my wife. I was like, I'm gonna do a clothing line. I'm gonna do a clothing line. She's like, whatever, you're not gonna do a clothing line. Boom. I was like, all right, you're playing. You think I'm playing. So, all right, boom, I got hoodies. Guess what, man? I'm so proud of you. Like, you actually did that. I'm like, no, like, I'm for real. Like, if I talk it, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, man, it's all about executing too. And you talking about failures, because this actually not gonna be my first LLC. Like, We did an LLC like a couple years back, right? But see what you just said? We was too fucking eager with it, and we rushed it. Motherfuckers try to do everything in a week without like... And I'm the type of dude, like, I'm highly motivated to do stuff, especially when it's like building something up, like building your own brand or like whatever it may be. I'm all about it, but I have to know like what the fuck we're getting into. I can't just like, especially with business, because business is such like a vast like thing. You can't just go in blind. So I gotta know like what I'm jumping into.
You gotta study the market.
You gotta study the market. It's like what product we trying to sell, like what niche, like what is our target. Like, I have to know all of this stuff. Like, are we trying to be professional? Are we trying to be catchy? Like, motherfuckers try to do everything in a week, wasted a bunch of money, and all of that. So like now I'm like
I feel like it's so easier in today's day too. It's literally
just
like you just have to have the drive. Like, it's because for example, one of my things that I do now, like I literally be just chilling and I'll just have crazy ideas. Cause I feel like I'm at that stage in my life, you know, mid-20s. I'm feeling like, you know, it's not too late, but I'm feeling like I don't got time like that. Cause it's like, you know,
time is going.
I'm in that sweet spot where like I gotta get it. I gotta execute ideas and stuff. But, like, the cool thing about this era compared to, like, our parents and stuff, like, if you think about a business, right, you ain't gonna know up front what's that market, what's the high end of that market, what's the low end, what's, like, in terms of how much capital is in that market. Because, you know, these are things, like, you want to look at when you go into a business. But you know what's the first thing I do nowadays when I think of a business? Google or YouTube. Like, I literally like YouTube stuff. Like, literally, if I think, like, yo, I want to start a car wash business, I'm going to Google. Like, car wash business. Mm-hmm. Is car wash business profitable? Like, what's the startup cost? Like, how much would it take to invest?
And it's easy, man. You don't need no school. To start a business.
And getting all that information, like, we're just talking about
rushing. That shit is free.
We're just talking about rushing it, but getting all that information, literally, like, when you got that idea and you start to do research in a day time of committed research, mm-hmm. you could, I'm not saying, oh, you're going to be ready to execute in a day, but you got an idea if you still want to go forward with it. You know if that's a profitable business. You know what the profit margin is. Like, the other day, I
don't know how much work you got to put into it.
Literally, I just thought about it. I was like, man, you ever seen like those kind of like self-sufficient car washes where it's like
just the machines?
Just the machine. You know, they might have like one or two people there to monitor when the car go in the machine. But you do the vacuuming and everything yourself. You got like the little... you know, the little stand where you could go get the air fresheners and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
You thinking about doing something like that?
I was thinking about it. Like, literally, that's how my brain works. I'll just be chilling, and I'll just think of something, and I'll literally start Googling shit on the spot.
But you want to know something, though? That's very interesting, because this is something I always think about myself, right? So, you know how you were just saying you feel like time is slipping away? Mm-hmm. Like, we're both young. Like, we're really young. Mm-hmm. We're kind of like, in a sense, we're still kids. Because even like when we're 50, we'll still be young.
That's what's so good about it, because we got that idea now that we know. Like, deep down, I know I'm still young. Deep down, I know that, like, God's willing, I still got a lot of time.
But you feel like
But I like that I have that fire under my ass now, because it's like, that's just going to make it better. Shout out to my man, Gary Vee. Gary Vee always, like, appreciates telling you how much time you got, bro, how young you are, bro.
I remember I DM'd Gary Vee, like, four years ago, when I was, like, this nigga, he was talking about, like, yard sales and all that stuff. And then I started my eBay, and I started, that was, like, my first year in the military. I started, like, flipping sneakers and shit. Mm-hmm. And then I had my sales, right, from the year. I had, like, $6,000 in sales on my eBay. And I DM'd Gary Vee. I was like, yo, thanks for the motivation. Appreciate it.
Literally. Gary Vee is one of those people that do speak truth. But he always tell you, like, man, you got, like, a lot of time. Like, we guys are young, and we just want to start a business, and we want to see profits now, and we want it now and stuff like that. But we got time. But it's still
good. Yeah, you got time to fuck up.
But it's still good, though, to have that fire lit under your ass, because it's like, you know, because now it's kind of like it gives you a little, like, unease edge that you feel like you want to get shit done. But then it also, at the back end, for me at least, it gives me a peace of mind too to know, like, wow, like, I'm uneased about wanting to execute, but at the same time, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, like, I'm still young. So I'm thinking, like, where am I at compared to my peers that's not even thinking about, like, executing? Like, for me, I'm at a stage in my life where when I'm sitting, like, I'm literally, like, just if I'm sitting and I'm watching TV, like, three movies back to back, I start to feel like,
like, yo, what the fuck
shit.
I
could be doing some shit better with myself right now. And it beats me up to know that. But it's fine to have days like that where you just want to sit down and chill all day and not do nothing. But how much people actually sit in there watching TV all day?
A lot of people.
And actually do have that little thing in the back of their mind saying, bro, you could be doing something. Some people don't even got that. Some people just contented with just chilling, watching TV.
You know what's crazy? I don't know if it's like a Caribbean thing or like a black thing, but... because I'm the same way. And I kind of feel like an asshole. Because what I've been doing, bro, I be kicking myself when I don't do shit all day. But this pandemic is like, especially where we are right now, we can't really do nothing. Yep. So I've been using that as an excuse. And I feel like shit at the end of the week. Because I'm like, man, I ain't been working out. Like, I ain't been doing my stretches. I ain't been rehabbing my shoulder. Like, I ain't been doing shit. It don't feel good, but it's like...
that's like literally one of the... things too that was like, bro, we should do a podcast. Because every time we sit down, have a conversation,
bro, we be
like,
chopping,
bro, we
it up,
be
bro.
Talking about like, nothing, bro, like forever. We realize our brain waves be literally on the same shit. Like, I was talking about sitting down all day and shit. It always remind me of that commercial. Yo, what are you doing? Get off the couch,
Lil Romeo.
Yeah, like literally,
ICDC.
Like literally, bro. Like, I was watching TV today and I was like thinking the same thing. I was like, man, I should get all this shit done before the new year turned around. And then I even had an inkling in my mind today that was like, I'm not even doing the New Year resolution shit. I'm breaking old habits where I'm just like, if I'm
like
gonna do something,
habits,
I'm just doing it now. Like, I ain't about to be like, oh, New Year resolution, nothing. I'm like, let's start this shit December 31st, 2020. Like,
get out the way.
I'm doing it like now. I ain't about to be like, oh,
thinking
New
about
Year's
it,
resolution. Yeah. Like, I'm like, when I got something I want to execute, Like, obviously, do the diligence, do the research, do all that stuff, mm-hmm. and, like, execute. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, like, example, like, with my whole thing when I decided about starting, like, my whole clothing line, I did, like, I would say I did due diligence in terms of researching. Like, I was on YouTube for, like, weeks. I was on, like, you know, a podcast. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite shows, my favorite show is, like, Shark Tank. I love that show.
Bro, you know, I've never seen that show.
Like, it's amazing. Like, you kind of, like, learn, like, the business language a little bit. Like, when people are talking about, you know, I want $200,000 for 5% of my company, mm-hmm. you know, like, that's how they evaluated their company, that kind of stuff. Like, you learn a lot. So, right now, there's been new seasons of Shark Tank, but we overseas. I ain't got the cable like that to see it.
What is it on? It's on, like, what news network? It's on, like, NBC or something?
I can't remember what it's on, because from the time I started, discover it, I was watching it on, like, Netflix or older seasons or whatever. So, I never seen it on cable. Mm-hmm. But I know there's new seasons out that I haven't seen yet. But this is how much just being around the conversation and talking that kind of business talk, understanding, like, investments and startup costs and that kind of stuff. I was on YouTube one day, and Australia has, like, clips of, like they have their own Shark Tank. But it's just the Australia edition. I've been watching that. I'm like, oh, like, I got my Shark Tank back. So I've been on YouTube watching, like, Shark Tank Australia. And then also in England, they got this one called Dragon Den, which is basically like Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Basically the same thing. So I've been watching Dragon Den, like, that's the English version. I've been watching Shark Tank Australia. Like, I just, like, love, like, watching business. You know, like, I've been looking, like, my YouTube, like, it'll be like, I'll be looking at real estate. I'll be looking at all these things. Like, any business idea I think of, like, I instantly look it up. Like, the whole car wash thing, I look that up.
Man, yeah, real estate, man. Like, that shit been biting me for a minute. Bro, because we was just talking about, like, mm-hmm. going back home and getting houses and shit. Because I've been on mm-hmm. the real estate podcast, like, for a minute. Because it seemed like something you could do. Like, something, like, real manageable. You don't really got to, like, invest. Because we got consistent jobs. Like, mm-hmm. real estate, I feel like, it's all about, you know, you have consistent income. You just, like, disciplined enough to just invest.
Yep.
Invest your fucking money. You don't be, like, fucking blowing your money.
One of the things that actually really, because I always have real estate on the radar. But, you know, like, when you hear about it, you hear how good it is. But you didn't do your own research. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of like, yeah, it's good. But I don't know if it's for me. After I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, yep. that's what made me decide, oh, maybe I need to actually, like
get on into shit. It. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I start, like, following people that actually do
that was
real
that was
estate.
A good fucking
yeah,
book.
Yeah, that
man.
Was a great book.
That was
book.
A good book.
I'm actually gonna, like, read that shit again.
I had the hard copy, but I gave it to
that's why I'm gonna
gave
get.
It to somebody.
I actually listened to it on Audible, but I want to get the hard copy now. But, like, that's what really made me, like, let me actually look into real estate, like, seriously. And then from that moment, went on YouTube, found a couple people that really do real estate, mm-hmm. got, like, properties and stuff, and then, like, they're breaking it down. And I was like, man, like, it can be done. I'm not saying everything is going to be like shit. That's what
no,
I'm saying.
It never
entrepreneurship,
is.
Though, is like one of those things where, like, you can't just, you got to actually want to do it, because you can't just be like, oh, wow, it would be nice to own my own business. I'm going to own my own business. Because if you have that, like, when you start running into the hiccups of business, you're going to quit. You're going to ready to quit because you got to have the drive to actually want to do it.
But you know what's crazy, though, right? You know, once you get in this shit, you're going to know right away if it's for you or not.
Or not, yep.
And this is how I know this shit was for me. Because I remember at high school, like, when I was, like, fucking... Because my mom, like, yeah, single mom, three brothers, three kids. We didn't really have much. So I remember one Christmas, like, going into, I want to say, my sophomore year or my junior year. My mom gave me $200, right? So I'm like, all right, what does every fucking kid coming up and, like, the hood and shit want? They want them J's, right?
Yep.
So I'm like, all right, cool. Buying and selling in New York City, I start flipping shoes. Like, next couple months, bro, I probably have about 3 racks worth of shoes from $200. It was like, and I was, like, skipping school and shit, like, going to meet motherfuckers at 42nd Street. Like, all my people from New York know about 42nd Street back in the day. Like, just, and then, like, that's what I knew. Like, it was such, like, it was so fucking exciting, like, seeing, you know, like, what you could do for yourself. Mm-hmm. But especially, like, you know, like, a young black kid, like, you going to school, you ain't really know. I didn't really know why I was there. Like, the work was easy, but it was, like, I knew, like, man, this shit ain't for me. This is for, like, people that you just tell them, like, hey, yo, sit down, shut up, do the work. Like, that's not for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I gotta like do something for myself. I gotta build something for myself. So right there, like as a kid, I knew like I cannot be working for nobody.
That's how I was too. Life. I'm the same because like coming from small island, you know, Barbados. Like I feel like shout out to all my Barbados people, 246. Like for me, coming from like a small island, like your big aspirations is not nearly as big as they could be.
They're not, because you don't know no better.
Like, you don't know.
You only know the island.
Yeah. Out there.
It's all.
So, but one thing that I knew coming up, like, for example, you know, coming up in the islands, like, people, like, go to school, graduate. Some will go to trade school. Some go to college. You know, get, like, a bank teller job. And that's, like, a good career in the islands.
And they do that for their whole life.
That's seen as a good career. Then, you know, fast forward, I'm 17. I moved to the States. And, like, some bank tellers are doing that while they're going to college. That's not even, like, their career job. Yeah. That's just, you know.
That's just like a side gig, yeah.
So then, that's one blessing for me was moving to the States, where I think it sidetracked me, because going back to when I was in the islands, I was very, like, business-oriented. Like, I could call my moms now, and you could ask my mom, what did I ever say I want to be when I grew up? And I always said, like, you know, I didn't know the proper term entrepreneur or nothing, but I always was like, I want to be a businessman. That literally was like what I was
like saying. You just wanted money.
As a kid, I just wanted, to be money. Like a businessman. I want to own my own stuff. Like, my mom would tell you, that's what I was saying from a kid. So, fast forward to when I moved to the States, I realized I was sidetracked from my goals, because now I'm in like a bigger place, bigger opportunities, bigger possibilities. And like my mind started thinking like, oh, I didn't know about, oh, for example, one of the things that became on my radar was like, you know, I became into like sports a lot. I was like, when I first moved to the States, I was watching NBA like 24. So, you know, now I'm like, oh, I'm gonna try to go to the NBA. Too late, not gonna work. Then I was like, man, like I could try to be like a sports physician where I could like be working with these athletes.
Working with athletes.
So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go to college for exercise science.
Bro, me and you had like the same.
Like literally.
We have like the same.
That's all. But that's because like now I'm seeing stuff I didn't even know was possible. So
that's
then,
crazy.
So then like it just hit me like epiphany like a couple years ago. I was like, it's like after now that I'm like used to everything, I already know all the opportunities that are out there. My mind went back to when I was that kid. Like, what do you really want to do? And it like went right back to square one. Like, I want to be an entrepreneur. Now I know the right term. I want to own my own business. That was just side distraction for me because I was new to a place where I'm seeing stuff that I didn't know was possible. So now it resorted to me like, yo, like growing up. And then shout out to Gary Vee again. So then, like, I didn't...
He lit that fire.
Did,
he lit that fire.
The stuff that I did as a kid, though, like, for example, you was just talking about how you was flipping sneakers. So I remember as a kid, like, no lie, 10 years old, my summer from school, you know, summer break was, I don't know, like, 2 months or whatever the case is.
Yeah, two.
You know,
two
in the islands, like, stuff is different in terms of, like, you know, as long as you're not doing it, you're doing it for adults. You could have cigarettes and stuff like that. Nobody is not, like, in America. So I remember, no lie, you could ask my mom this story again. I will not lie to you. I had like $10, right? And I was like, so back home, you know, you have these little, you could have like a little jar or whatever, and you could have like, you know, like your wrapper. So that's like, you know, the thing when people roll their
blunts. Talking about like the Fonto?
Yeah, like when they roll their blunts. So you could have like your tobacco, like I'm talking about the raw tobacco.
The leaves,
you chop it up, you put like a little bit in a packet for 25 cents, and then you buy a pack of wrappers, which probably have like 25 for like $3, and you're selling one for 25 cents. You buy a carton of cigarettes, it got like 20, you buy like $5, you selling one for 50 cents. So like, obviously, that's not ideal in America for no kid.
No. That. Look, that's basic.
Yeah.
That's basic.
That's how it was.
It's like buying shit for cheap, and then you selling it at a price.
So I was doing all of this, but just as, being a merchant. Kid, as a kid, I wasn't thinking like, yo, this is like, you got like an entrepreneur niche, right? You just thinking you're hustling, you're making money.
You just got like...
But Gary
it's like that natural like mindset.
It was natural in my mind, but then
Gary like you a natural hustler.
When you hear Gary Vee's like, oh, if you do yard ceiling, you got it. I was like, bro, I was doing that. I was doing that.
Like Gary Vee, you sleep, nigga. I've been doing this.
So that's how I was. So like I had $10, no lie. Summer vacation start, $10. So I bought a box of cigarettes. You know, I ain't had to buy the tobacco because it's the islands. I went and picked some tobacco, chopped it up, bought a cartridge of cigarettes, bought a pack of wrappers. And then, like, I had a little jar, so I was selling that. So then when I made flip all of that, you know, that's probably, like, what, maybe I had 10, maybe I flipped that into 30.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, oh, again, now
keep
I could add the business term. Oh, now I'm thinking, At this time, I'm not thinking, oh, I'm increasing my profit margins, but this is what I did. I went, so I bought the first pack from the store right in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But that pack is like $350 a pack. But mm-hmm. now I'm not thinking, I'm like, oh, I'm about to ride, like, you know, instead of buying it right here, I'm going to ride like 2 miles down the street over to like the wholesaler where I'm going to get a pack at $2. Right. So now I know I was increasing my profit margins, but back then I'm just thinking I'm making more money because I'm spending less and making more. Mm-hmm. So I rode a little further so I could get the pack cheaper. So now I got like, you know, now I went from buying one pack, now I got like two boxes of cigarettes, like three packs of like wrappers. And then from there, I was like, oh, people are going like, oh, now they're hungry, they want snacks. So then like I was like, all right,
expand your business.
I went to the wholesale snack store. I bought like, you know, cheese sticks, like, you know, like stuff like that. Then I flipped, then I made more money. And I was like, oh, they're gonna be thirsty. Went and got water, like sodas, and I had a little cooler, and I got my tray, a cooler, and it all just started with like a box of cigarettes and $10, right? And then I was ready to go to the next step. I was like, oh, they gonna want beers. But Miles was like, nah, that's where she drew the line. She's like, no, you're a kid, you're not selling no beer.
You're not selling no alcohol.
So I was like, all right, man. I'm like, Mom, you killing this, you killing my profit. I have more potential right now. So fast forward, like as a kid, 10 years old, turning $10 into like over $400 in the summer vacation, I'm ecstatic. I'm like, yo, I got $400. Like all I started the summer with was like $10. I got $400. I'm hyped. Like, and you know, as a kid, that's like the most money you ever see. You're like, yo, like I got over $400. It's lit. So I didn't stop there. So starting that new year going into school, I started selling candy at school because kids like candy. I go to the candy store. I'm buying like the little Jolly Rancher sweet candy. So like I buy like a, it's the island, so it's more expensive. So I buy like a 5 pound bag of Jolly Rancher candy for like $40, right? But you gotta understand, I'm selling one for 25 cents. This is 5 pounds of these candies. So by the time I sell the whole bag, like obviously my loyal customers, I give you five for a dollar, but for everybody else, one for 25. After I sell that bag, that's like $95 to $99, and I spent $40.
Doubling up right there.
Then I'm buying like gummy worms, and then I used to like capitalize off everything because then now, you know, I was like grew up as a Rasta. I told you this, so like basically vegan type thing.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I'm making like, you know, lemonades, coconut punch. And I'm drinking it. This is my own personal stuff. And somebody's like, oh, let me get some of that. Oh, yo, like, you got any of that stuff? I'll buy it from you. Yeah,
It's a market for it.
So now I'm like, all right, bet. So now I ride down to the little store where you could buy the bottles that you could seal. Mm. And I bought the bottles and I started selling at school. Then I was like, hold up. I'm going to keep some at the fridge at the house. And I'm going to be selling from out my window at the house. Started selling that too. Then I'm eating, like, you know, my veggie burgers and stuff. They're like, bro, that's good. Like, yo, let me get... there's a market for this too. Like I was literally selling everything there was a market for. Obviously, I wasn't doing nothing illegal. Disclaimer: I wasn't doing no drugs or nothing. But like and back then, I'm just thinking I'm just like making money. But now you look back, you're like, bro, you was literally like,
you just being an entrepreneur, bro.
Like literally. So I'm like,
just imagine though, using the States doing all that. It would have been like times 10.
That's how I was like, man, I didn't even own my first pair of Jordans until I was 18. And this is the ones that I bought myself. Mm-hmm. So literally, I own my first pair of Jordans, like, what, 2012? Was it? Yeah, like 2012. And I remember them because that's not too long ago. It was the Fire Red 5s that came out.
Yeah, I remember
that. Around like 2012. That was my first pair of retro Jordans I ever owned. And my first pair of retro Jordans I ever owned, I bought like from working because at this time I had a part-time job at like Macy's, and I was like working, and I felt so proud that like.
Wait, so you're still in the islands at that time?
No, I was back in. I was in Florida. Florida at this time because I moved to Florida in 2011, and then that was my first job in the States. I got a part-time job at Macy's, so I saved up my money, and I got me like those infrared fives back in like 2012.
Man, that's like crazy, literally, man.
Like I look back at all that now, and I'm like, bro, I didn't even think of it as like entrepreneurship or like me. I just thought like, yo,
you just trying to.
I just thought like, you know, moms don't ain't making money like that, so I need my own pocket change. You know, like a cool party coming up, I want to be able to like look fly and not have to worry. You know,
not
be
the guy with the
busted
yeah.
stuff. You know, like
that was my thing like, too. But you want to know the craziest thing about that though? Just imagine, right? Because in the States, there's all these kids that actually have, like, you know, full families and, like, they actually have, like, parents that, like, can support them and, like, you know, give them opportunity or, like, pass something down to them. Now, just imagine you had, like your dad or, like, somebody, like, yeah. like, oh, shit, you fucking, like, you watching Breakfast Club. You seen, yeah. Like, DJ Envy, you always talking about yeah. his sons, like, mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, I want my son to be an entrepreneur, like, you know, I help him with this, that. Like, just imagine mm-hmm. you have somebody helping you out because you already have the drive yeah, and the talent. Yeah. Just imagine you have resources. Like, that's yep. what I'm saying. You got more resources. You got somebody mm-hmm. that could actually teach you like how to yeah. be a businessman. And then they could fucking be an investor at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, now just imagine where you could have been. You probably wouldn't even be here sitting like talking to me right
I'm
now.
I'm telling you, I probably would have already been half a million by now.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But that's kind of like, we had these conversations too. That's kind of like what I was saying. Like, I just imagine myself now in hindsight becoming a parent one day where I'm like,
yeah.
My first priority is to teach my kids the stuff that I learned late, teach them early, so that now I'm putting them in a position. Because I did fairly good having to figure out a lot of stuff on my own.
By yourself.
I'm learning a lot of stuff on my own. Now imagine that I got kids where I'm giving that knowledge.
Teach from like them, young. Yeah. Let them know all the mistakes.
And like, then just yeah. so happen that maybe they'll catch that drive bug like me. But now they got the knowledge and the resources.
Mm-hmm.
I could just imagine that I want them, they're going to be way bigger and way better. Like, I was even talking about, like, I'll be telling the wifey, I was like, when I have kids, I'm literally going to play games. Like, my kid telling me, like, oh, I want $5, Dad, I want to get this. I'm like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. Like, kind of like, just treat it like bank-type vibes, like, as a game, because it's getting that knowledge in their mind. I'm like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'll give you $5, but you can't just go buy that thing right now. Because I want my money back with, like, a dollar interest.
Some interest, yeah.
So, you might need to go sell you some lemonade or something. Here, go buy some lemons, some sugar. Make some lemonade. Flip that $5. Then you could keep the $5 that you need to buy what you want and pay mm-hmm. me back my money with interest.
There you go.
Like, little stuff like that, for me, is the idea of how I could picture me as a parent. Just doing little games like that with your kids.
That's actually great, though, because that's literally how the world works.
Like, literally, that's how it is. That's when you go to the bank, they're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to give you the money, but I want to back with interest. Here's your interest rate, yeah. Like, that's literally how it is. Here's the
terms of this loan. Yeah.
So imagine you teaching them, like, little lessons like that from young.
I feel like a lot of parents don't do that. That's why, like, certain kids, when they don't really have, like, that same struggle coming up, a lot of them turn out like kind of fucked up because they don't, you know, they don't face the hardship, and then their parents don't put them into that position to where, you yeah. know, they got to like think for themselves. Like, they make all the decisions for them. They don't put them in any like hard mm-hmm. spots, like off the rip. Like, you got to do that to your kids, I feel like.
Because it's kind of like, I could see where people, because have you grew up tough?
Like, kind of fucked up because they don't, you know, they don't face the hardship, and then their parents don't put them into that position to where, you know, they gotta like think for themselves. Like, they make all the decisions for them. They don't put them in any like hard mm-hmm. spots, like off the rip. Like, you gotta do that to your kids, I feel like.
Because it's kind of like, I could see where people, because if you grew up tough or hard and you got an opportunity where you can make it a little easier for your kids, it's kind of like probably a soft spot where you feel like, oh, I got to, like, I know how the struggle was. I'm not gonna like just
let my kids go through
struggle. But that's how I'm looking at it. Like, I'm not going to willfully let them struggle either. But I'm going to, like, still make sure I'm teaching them these lessons.
They have to know the lessons, man.
They
got to
know the lessons, yeah.
People, like, that came up like that, that's, like, the people I feel like you want to be around, man. Those are the best fucking people. Those are the best fucking
people. I think the future is bright, though. Because if you think about it, I feel like our parents is probably, like, the last generation where kind of, like, or, like, gonna be the super old school generation where mm. like, you know, they're like the, you know,
Uncle, like the hard ass
or whatever, yeah. like kind of like the you know, what's the thing, everybody hates Chris type dads, you know, like, like, you know, like, they work hard, you know, you can't take none from them, they're hard working,
hard workers, yeah.
They do their 9 to 5, some have more than one 9 to 5, but they're scared because, like, what they do, they just work to save, and then, but
yeah, they don't know, like,
they don't know.
I can never hold that against anybody.
You can't like hold that it even. Against them, but they're gonna work to save, and then one day they're gonna pass, and then it's like, damn, like, all that hard work you did for in nothing. Savings is there. Like, no, now we gotta like let our kids know, like, teach them, like, for example, for me, for the longest, I was scared of credit cards because I ain't really had nobody to teach me.
You, yeah,
but when I started researching credit cards and learned that if you know how to effectively use a credit card, how technically you're getting free money.
Literally, yeah.
Like, literally, you're getting it for
money. Well, funny story, bro.
If you know how to use it right.
You know who taught me, like, about, like, how credit is and, like, how to build my credit score? You remember Bubba Lee?
Yeah.
From Turkey?
Country Bubba.
Bro.
Shout out to Bubba.
That dude taught me, like how to get my credit score up. Like, literally, just we was, like, driving around one day, like, a 30-minute conversation. He was like, all right, so, boom, you're going to get this credit card. You're going to get this limit on it. Boom, it's going to be this. You don't treat it like a charge card. So, yeah, you use it. You get your cash back, but you have to pay it back at the end of the month. Then what I want you to do is you're going to take out a loan, but you're going to pay that shit back. Don't pay it back early. Just make the payments on time. What's my credit score now? My credit score, 783. Mm-hmm. 783. Yep. And I have... Yep. I learned nothing in school about credit. No, no, just from like a little 30-minute conversation with some dude that I just met. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You never know like how you can impact somebody else's life.
It don't take a lot.
It don't take a lot.
Because like that's how I was like, just one day, again, I was like, man, I need to get, I feel like, you know, I never had a bad problem with finances or paying bills. Mm. But again, kind of just having a fire like under you, like, man, I could be doing better. I was like, let me look into certain things. And I just started YouTube and stuff. And after, like, just sitting down for, like, you know, like, maybe 2-3 YouTube videos, I ain't going to be cocky, but I felt like, damn, I'm a credit card pro. Like, people don't realize the information is there. And it's
free.
So easy
and accessible.
It's so easy and accessible.
With the internet. Literally, you just type it in. You find out how to do shit, bro.
I felt like I know, like, a good amount enough to where I was confident to be like, oh, man, like, I know how to, like, make a credit card work for me now. Like, bro, I know how to not be scared. Like, you know.
That's my biggest grudge against, like, school and, like, how school be fucking people all the time. Because, bro, if you need to know anything, the information is out there. You can get the information. You don't have to go to school. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. You can learn anything you need to know on fucking YouTube.
I think the only thing that school probably is beneficial for a young kid coming up is somewhat like social skills and that kind of stuff, just interacting with like people and not just being closed off from like the world and people, you know, like going through those times where you might have to stand up for yourself from time to time.
Yeah, it's developing
like
social skills.
Developing social skills. But like you said, other than that, what you actually learn is
a lot of kids don't learn that though, because you know, all these fucking new kids that come in, you see them all the time. They have no social skills. They don't know like, they don't even know how to, like, take care of themselves, man. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of kids are, like, sheltered coming up. So, it's like, did y'all even go to public school? Y'all niggas ain't never get... Y'all never been in, like, a sticky situation. Like, a lot of kids, they have no street smarts. Like, and I don't understand, like, how you get through your life like that. You know what I'm saying?
For me, like, when I was in school, I felt like I... it's funny. I felt like I loved school and hated school at the same time. Because I loved school because I was, like... the snack man. I was the candy man. I was going to school. Everybody know me. I was like selling candy. Mm-hmm. I was making money. Like I was fairly like sociable. So for me, school was like fun and entertaining from that aspect. But from like the classroom aspect, I kind of like didn't really like care for school. I was never like slow or dumb, but it was like I was kind of like
just not interested.
The bare minimum to get through. And being real with you is because my mom don't play. Like if I go to school and I'm just flunking, I'm going to be getting a flogging at the same time to go with it. So it's kind of like, I'm like going to school, like, you know, having a good time doing like what I would say is the bare minimum. Like if I could think about going back and really putting my mind to school, I could do a lot better. But even then it's like you're saying, like, I don't think it's even needed. I think just teaching kids like life lessons, like kind of like how we're talking about, like in the real world, like you're not expected to do a lot of the stuff that you gotta do in school. You know what I mean? Like
math. You don't got what?
Like if I'm going to school, yeah, and they're teaching me like about interest rates and depreciation and all that stuff
the whole time.
I would appreciate that because stuff that as an adult you're gonna encounter. You're gonna have your first car. You're gonna want
to
know how
to change the tire.
Work, you know
bro,
what
they
mean?
don't teach you any. You know what, when I realized that shit, like
credit cards.
Right
credit
at the high school, bro, they don't teach you nothing. Like when I had to file my taxes for the first time, I was like, yo, like
lost.
Like what the fuck is this shit, my nigga? Like, they don't teach you nothing to prepare you, like for especially finance wise. Mm-hmm. If you don't got nobody like at home in your ear, like telling you how shit worked, and I didn't, but somehow like I figured this shit. I don't even know how. I guess just through like meeting people, you know what I'm saying? Like you learn stuff after a while, but if I didn't like join the fucking Air Force, bro, I'd be fucked.
Like, yeah, because it's kind of like it gave you that cushion to have time to like realize, damn, mm-hmm. I need to get my stuff together
and make mistakes.
And then you do like the research, and then you start learning
like,
stuff.
Oh, okay, so
because if you had to learn all that stuff, like kind of like without having that
shield,
that security, it'll be like you'll be struggling along the way as you're trying to learn. Mm-hmm. But at least it provided a little security where like you can mess up a little bit and still learn and still catch yourself in time. But yeah, that's how school is. Like I feel like school should be redone to where it's all about freaking. Like real life scenarios, like teaching us like interest rate, teaching us like for example, how much people probably don't know how like if they go to get a mortgage, how that's gonna work. What is the situation gonna look like interest rates?
No high school kid knows that.
Like like mortgages, credit cards, like
and but think taxes. About it though, they're not gonna teach kids that because like this loans. I remember I posted something on my I shared something on my Facebook about because there's like a whole college loan crisis, everyone's in debt. And I was just like, I seen this thing. I thought it was funny at first, but a lot of people got offended. It said, how to fix the college loan crisis. It was a picture. Dude was like, you took out a loan, now pay it back. And I was looking like, from my perspective, I had like a bunch of people cop like, oh, fucking, you're an asshole, this, that. I'm like, yo, but if you're really being like a realist, yeah, you could be like, the optimistic, like liberal guy, like, yeah, fucking America needs to change. We need to fucking give student debt forgiveness. Like, yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong to, like, fuck kids over like that. And my brother's going to be going to college next year. So I wish college was free. But at the same time, you got to be real. It's not free. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know, like, what the fuck a loan is, why are you signing that paper? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you just, like, blindly? Like, let's say I went to the dealership. I got, like, an Audi A5. Niggas give me fucking 26% interest rate.
Yep.
Like, are these all the fucking dealers gonna give me loan forgiveness, or am I gonna be fucked?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, why is it any different when it comes to like school? Like,
I think I'm gonna be a conspiracist for a minute. I think like I'd be convinced that school institutions and like lending institutions and stuff be in cahoots because could you imagine if like you was teaching people how to like use credit cards, how taxes work, how all these things work, how loans, all these things.
Then the banks won't make no money.
In school, then the banks won't make no money. Because then, like, we was just talking about credit cards, go back a minute. We was just talking about how, like, if you literally do, like, take, like, maybe, like, 20, 30 minutes of research, you can get an idea how credit cards work.
Yeah, how debt works.
If you know how a credit card works, a credit card don't make money off of responsible borrowers. No, a credit card make all their money off irresponsible users. So the people that get a credit card and just feel like, oh, I got 15.
I got money now.
I got 15,000 like spending power. All right, cool. Like,
I can buy this, 15,000.
And then like they take like, another 15 years to pay it off with interest adding on top of that. You know, every month they got to pay interest. That's, and they don't know.
That's compounding interest too.
Exactly. So they don't know. So that's who credit card companies make money off. But when you're like, okay, let me look up this credit card, let me do my research. Oh man, like 5% cash back on everything, get a bonus for like, your first, $5,000 mm-hmm. spent, and you plan strategic, like, all right, cool, I'm about to buy new furniture soon. I already got the cash ready for the furniture.
I'm gonna spend the money anyway. So let me just
then I'm gonna pay it off right there. I just got that, that bonus, 500 bonus points. Then I'm gonna make sure I pay it off at the end of the month. Like, that's the problem. People get credit cards and I could say this because like that's how I was at first too until I did my research. When I got my first credit card, I didn't went to the point where I was like, bad to where beyond repairable. But I was at the point where like I had a balance going over every month, and I'm like paying my card every month, thinking like, I'm good, like I'm paying my card on time every month. Not knowing that, but I'm also paying that interest, what I'm saying?
You can't carry a balance
on it. If I'm making sure I pay off my card in full, like, you're not paying no interest on your card. So, and then on top of that, if you got a card that got benefits, like, reward points and everything.
Reward points, miles, like, anything.
Now you're paying off your card on time at the end of the month. You're not paying that interest, but at the same time, the credit card company giving you all these bonus points because they're not worried because while, you're a good, you're being responsible, you done did the work to learn how to use this credit card. Mm-hmm. But so they're like, here, good on you for being responsible. But the other 15 million or 1,000 people that ain't got to that point where they took a step back and do the research yet, they're making bank off of them. So they could afford to give you a couple free points and a couple cash for free.
Bro,
So that's why I think that, like, they don't teach this in school, because it's like how the credit card companies is going to make money, how lending
institutions. You know what I realized? Money. Like, at a young age, like, if you follow, like, the traditional path that they say you're supposed to do, like, go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a job, like, it's really fucked up. Mm-hmm. And you kind of see, like, America, they really don't care about their citizens. They don't care about their people. Because what they want you to do is they want you to go to school, right? And in school, they don't, like, we just discussed this. They don't teach you nothing you need to know as an adult. Like, they don't even teach you how to fucking change a tire in your car. They don't teach you nothing about debt. They don't teach you about how money works. They don't teach you about taxes, how taxes work. You know what I'm saying? So, you fucking go to school. You shut the fuck up. You be like a little robot and do what they say. Mm-hmm. You go to college. You take out a loan.
You write a 15 pages bullshit ass paper about nothing.
About nothing. You fucking get in debt. You go get some bullshit job. You fucking work in that job. All the while you in debt. You get a fucking... A lot of niggas are stupid. You get like your first raise. You know what them niggas do? They go buy like a fucking big ass mm-hmm. like... fancy car or a house that they can't afford.
It goes back to Rich Dad Poor Dad, how he was talking about how the dude was so educated and had a good job, but yet he was still in that rat race. He's just,
you know what I realized too about like a lot of educated people, all these people that got like all these fucking degrees and shit, they don't got no money. Because you know what they do? You know what they do though? They get all these degrees and all this education and they all become teachers. It doesn't really translate. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you learning all this fucking shit for? You're not going to make the money with it. Mm-hmm. It don't translate. Because my mom is the same. My mom got like 3-4 different. But my mom's like a fucking teacher.
But I just thought of that the other day. It's funny you say that. Because I was like, yeah, like, how are these people like teaching us, you know, like business or entrepreneurship? But like, you're teaching me. I'm like, why isn't every teacher that's teaching me this stuff like, already like a millionaire, but just kind of pass it down the knowledge? Is like, y'all know all the things you need to do, but like all y'all doing with it is just teaching.
You're just teaching
how to do it,
and you're not doing a good job at that. A lot of teachers are fucking shitty fucking people.
But yeah, I guess that's all college. I guess another thing that maybe you could argue that college does in like school is, for example, you got all these alumni. And
so you're talking about like
networking,
like who you know,
like networking. You got all the sororities and fraternities,
but
and stuff.
Still,
and a lot, because I read something where it said like a lot of people, like CEOs and stuff, a lot of stuff is, funny enough, like education only goes so far,
because it's all about who you know.
It's all about networking on top of that too. So at the end of the day, it's like, I could have like all these degrees and stuff. I could be like way more qualified. Let's say I'm way more qualified than you for position, but you just happen to know
the CEO,
a big person in the business that could get you in the door.
Bro, if I own the company and I know you my nigga. Like, let's say you was a fucking C student in college, and this dude come in, dean's list, honor roll, all that shit. I'm be like, yeah, bro, you're a good shit, but this my nigga right here. I'm hiring you.
And then not only that too, is about. People is going to always take somebody that knows somebody, because you want somebody that's a good fit for your business too. So if you uh-huh. get the opportunity of knowing what somebody's personality is, what their work ethic is, yeah. before you hire them.
It's not all about
are
the
you
grades,
gonna take
yeah.
a risk of somebody like have a lot of degrees but could be like super toxic for your job and mm-hmm. you know, have work production.
Or somebody you know complete, that got good people skills.
Or you know somebody that people vote for that, yeah, they're a good fit for this business. Their personality matches.
Oh yeah, this guy's a good shit, yeah.
So it's kind of like, so what does the degree do then? Because like, it's a lot of nepotism in business. Is like, everything is about networking. Is about who you know and who knows you. Because at the end of the day, if I don't know, if for example, you apply for a job and you don't know nobody in the business, but I know somebody in the business, and they realize that, oh, you know this guy that applied for the job, they could come to me and ask me, yo, what you think about Lincoln? And then I could be like, blah, blah, boom, bam, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And you can still get hired. So it's
nepotism, company, my nigga. If I own the company and I know you my nigga. Like, let's say you was a fucking C student in college. And this dude come in, dean's list, honor roll, all that shit. I'm be like, yeah, bro, you a good shit, but this my nigga right here. I'm hiring you.
And then not only that, too, is about people is going to always take somebody that knows somebody, because you want somebody that's a good fit for your business too. So if you uh-huh. get the opportunity of knowing what somebody's personality is, what their work ethic is,
yeah.
before you hire them,
it's not all about
are
the
you
grades,
gonna take
yeah.
a risk of somebody like have a lot of degrees but could be like super toxic for your job and mm-hmm. you know, have work production.
Or somebody you know
complete,
that got good people skills.
Or you know somebody that people vouch for that. Yeah, they're a good fit for this business. Their personality matches.
Yeah, this guy's a good shit. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, so what does the degree do then? Because like, it's a lot of nepotism in business. Is like, everything is about networking. Is about who you know and who knows you. Because at the end of the day, if I don't know, for example, you apply for a job. And you don't know nobody in the business, but I know somebody in the business, and they realize that, oh, you know this guy that applied for the job, they could come to me and ask me, yo, what you think about Lincoln? And then I could be like, blah, blah, boom, bam, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And you could still get hired. So it's who you know and who knows you too.
Exactly.
That goes a long way. Like a lot of CEOs and stuff that are in these companies and stuff is not for their skill set. It's about the network they had, who they knew. That got them into those positions. So it's kind of like, maybe that's what school does, is networking. Like, you know, you got the fraternities and sororities and all that. Those people like are like cliques that, oh, like you're cute. Oh, you know, okay, cool. I'm a cute too. And it's like networking. So maybe like that's one thing I could say that maybe is a benefit.
But,
you don't even need that though, because you could just
you don't need it.
A stand-up person and interact with different people and still...
But those are different type of people, though. Mm-hmm. Like, hear me out. Like, the dudes that go to college, because I got a friend like that. They go to college and join, like, frats and all that shit because they're trying to do all the networking shit. Like, would you really, like, you wouldn't go to school and do that bullshit for years just to network when you could be, like, out there trying to build something for yourself, not relying on other people or, like, contacts. Or you always going to try to build something for you. You always going to try to be the boss. You know what I'm saying? So that's like certain type of people. Like they want to fucking, like that's what you want
to
do.
Again, that's like people that are, it goes back to is how big are your aspirations and how far do you want to go? Because if I'm somebody, because don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people that are completely happy with going to college.
Just living a regular life.
A six-figure job, but always have to work for someone for the rest of their life and just be in that cycle. There's people that's absolutely fine. And if you tell them about how nice and great the life of an entrepreneur can be, they just like the corporate setting. They're just into the corporate thing, and that's just what they want. That's fine. So somebody like that would invest a lot of time into networking and stuff because, you know, they plan to, you know, live a lifestyle of being in the corporate industry. They don't plan on, you know, being an owner or owning anything. So they gonna invest all that time in the network.
That's like something I don't even... Because my personality is like so like... Opposite from that, it's like, because I've already had like work experience now for like years, and I already know how incompetent people are, bro. Yep. So I already know myself. I'm like, ain't no way I could work. Because like, we want to be entrepreneurs, but to be honest with you, I don't even want to be rich. Like, I don't want a lot of money. I never ever wanted to be like a millionaire or like have a certain amount of money and thinking that that's going to make me happy. My thought process was, I just don't want to work for like nobody incompetent. I don't want to spend my time like being in a rat race and working. Like, I actually want to live my life. I don't want to be rich. I just want to live my life. And I know what I have to do to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Be happy and comfortable.
Like, I want to do what I want to do. Yeah, like, you want to be free.
Get up and go somewhere. All right, boom.
Yeah, I could do that.
And go to Fiji or something. Like, you know what? Like, I'm not coming in today. All right, cool. Like, I'm on the same page. To me, that's what I imagine for me what will be ultimate happiness. It won't be like how much, you know, parking spots I got and how much cars in the parking spot. It's just about, can I do what I want when I want? Am I my own boss? Like, you know, and it's not that I have a problem with authority or anything like that. It's just that for me, ultimate happiness is being able to say, hey, I'm not coming in today, you know.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to just go to Fiji. Or I just want to go somewhere.
Or like, yo, like, my kid got some shit going on.
My kid got a game.
I don't
got
to ask no nigga, like, oh.
I ain't got to ask.
Can I get the day off? Like, my kid doing something. I'm going to go hang out with my fucking son today. Like, nah, man.
But that's, like, literally what it is, though. It's about what, when you take a sit back and look at, like, but to everyone, happiness is different. Some people, happiness is, like, they need a network of people to strive and to feel important or to feel successful. Mm-hmm. To some people, success is about how much contacts they got and like
your friends
how,
and
how
all that.
How popular they are and how are they known.
See, I'm so happy like how I came up, bro. Like, I don't even consider, like, I have family members. I don't really consider them my family. My family is my mother and my three brothers because we grew up took care of each other, watched each other. Like, that's it. Like, I don't got to worry about nobody else. But I already know, like, how you feel. Like, a lot of people, they have, like, huge, like, friend groups, and that shit is so important to them. So I already know what you're talking about. But I'm glad I'm not like that. Because that I feel like that's, like, such a fucking... That's like a, I wouldn't want to live like that, to where, like, you worrying about, like, other people and, like, if they're having a good time, like, if they're good, like, that's just so much. I feel like that's, like, a stressful way to live. I couldn't do that.
Definitely. I'm just all about my happiness and, like, obviously the people that are around me happiness. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to, even all of those people that, like, you know, evolve around having a community of people around them, at the end of the day, like, it's not really possible to have so much people that are actually that close to you, because you're only one person. If I have 100 friends and I'm just still only one person, how much my time can't be split
between evenly. 100 people.
So there is, out of those 100, you might have 5 that are actually really like your tight buddies, and the others are more so like associates or whatever, or a connection to something. So at the end of the day, even people that spend all their time to build such a big, you know, network of people, it's still kind of...
It's like, you're not talking to these motherfuckers every day. Like, I don't, like...
And it's fine to have a network, because even as a businessman, you know, you don't need to know people. That's one of the things that they say. Even as a business owner, you're going to need, like, a network, you know. This thing goes far and wide. Politics, all of that is all about people like, you know, oh, I'm going to, you know, fund this person's campaign, because, you know, in return, like, you know... You know, I learned that this year, because, you know, this year has been a big push about, like, you know, politics and voting and everything. Mm-hmm. And I always said to myself, I'm not really, like, into politics. I'm not, like, going to, like, spend time to look into it. But, you know, basically what politics is, quid pro quo. I didn't even, like, know that is literally, no, but literally that's what it is.
Yeah,
it's like,
no cap.
What are you going to do for my endorsement? What are you going to do for my, you know, for my money? Like,
what are you giving?
That's fine. That's what it's supposed to be. It's literally supposed to be like, all right, I'm willing to give you, you know, 100,000, but what are you going to do for my 100,000? I'm not just giving you 100,000 because I like you.
So I like you, yeah.
Like, that's what politics is. And that's what, like, the world of business is, like, quid pro quo. Like, what am I going to get for what I give you?
That's such, like, a simple thing, too. And 90% of people don't understand that. Like, they don't understand, like, how the world works, which is, like, fucking crazy to me. That's why I don't like to get into, like, the news and, like politics and like all this shit that's going on, because like I see it and it's like I accept, I accept it for like what it is, like, you know what I'm saying, like, and a lot of people can't like kind of wrap their head around it, like, but the way I see things, like, yeah, everything is like fuck, like we was just talking yesterday about, I was telling y'all fucked up I feel like America is right now, like everything is like going and shit, but at the same time, like, I'm not about to like sit around and wait for change to happen. Like, I gotta make moves. Like, I gotta do something, man. Ain't cause.
But if everybody had that mentality, would be better. A lot of people, like, you know, unfortunately, accepts like defeat in terms of like their mind frame is to spend time to find an excuse. So like, it's kind of like certain circumstances make it easy. Oh yeah, this is my excuse. Cool.
Fucking this happened. So like, I can't do it because Because
it's kind of like the way I look at it is like, you know, I could sit down all day and say, man, I could have been born into
a rich family.
I'll be better off right now. You know?
But you're not.
But the reality of the thing is that's not what happens.
It's not.
So am I going to sit and feel sorry or am I going to just know I have to hustle?
But look, that happened for a reason. Like, bro, if you was born into a million, you probably wouldn't be the way you are now. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we was also talking about that too. Like, because like I always think like, I ain't come from shit. Like, in my family, my mom was the only one that's going to pass down something to us, to her kids, you know? So I feel like it's our job. Like, we're going to be that, like, that first level of, like, generational wealth for our family. We're going to be the first ones to, like, pass something down and start something. If we do everything, God willing, we fucking, you know, live long lives, like, have kids, we're going to pass something down to them.
That's my main goal, like, to, like, make it better for, like, my kids. Of what better than what I did, and even better than that, like, at the end of the day, like, still always find gratefulness in what you did, because no matter how bad you think your situation is,
it's always worse
than you.
It's always worse.
It's always worse. So at the end of the day, if like you can't find any great grace or gratefulness out of like your life, like the gratefulness is that, like, think about it. People have abortions. You weren't even aborted. Like, you are actually here today. That's enough to just be grateful
for. If you're healthy and you're breathing,
especially that's something to be grateful for. Especially in 2020, like, you got health, you're alive.
There's so many people dying.
Like, you got a roof over your head. Like, it's a lot to be grateful for.
There's a lot to be grateful for.
A lot of people might be looking at us like, oh, y'all cliche. Oh, a lot to be grateful for. People dying. Like, yeah, people dying. But at the same time, there's always something to be grateful for.
And that goes back to what we was talking about in the beginning. Like, a lot of people haven't grown up like the way we've grown up. Like, because we come from the islands, like, back in the day, too, which is basically third world. Like, just being real. Basically third world. So, it's like, and you know the crazy thing is, too? I always think this, like, I always think about what would happen if I stayed. And I want to ask my mom, like, why do you even, like, bring me up here? Because I feel like I would have been a lot happier. Because you know what they say about ignorant people? They're, like, the happiest fucking people.
Well, you just don't. Like, you do look back. And as we was just talking about this yesterday, too. Like, how we were talking about, like, just being, like, connected. Like, every people don't got money and stuff like that. But it's, like,
they're happy with what they have.
You know, it's happy with what they have.
Because that's, like, all they know, though.
You know, they can't afford to go to the grocery store to buy groceries. But, hey, they could go out there, you know.
Go to the land, yeah.
Pick something.
Pick some breadfruit. Get something.
Just go cook up something and be happy.
Be happy with that, yeah.
What they have. But it's like, when you ain't got it, it's like, I feel like the biggest thing is like, a lot of us or a lot of people get so caught up on looking at what somebody else had and what they can't have. And they're so caught up on what somebody else have and what they don't have, that they don't realize that they could have that too. But it just, but it's just not as easy as that person. But if they and put in the work,
that's 10 times worse.
They could get
that's
it.
That's 10 times worse these days with social media. You know why? Because that shit is not real, bro.
What's that? Who sang that song? Everybody wanna be
everybody
wanna be a dope. Everybody acting like they rich, but they're not.
They're not. Literally. Like, all that shit niggas be posting on Instagram, that shit all fake, bro. Like, these people don't have perfect lives, but you know, they only gonna show you the perfect moments.
Yeah,
I'm not just looking at that shit all day, bro. That shit gonna make you crazy.
Nobody gonna be like, oh, I'm having a fight. I'm crying. Let me go take a picture for the gram real quick.
Like, bro, no.
But it's like, yo, I got my, my fresh fit on. Let me take a picture for the gram real quick. So it's kind of like,
if you just look at it, I can imagine, like, the people that just sit down and look at social media all day, like, how fucked up their brains are. And that's like 90% of the population.
I'm the opposite. Like, if I even watch something, like, literally, for example, like sometimes, like, I'll be on YouTube because I watch, like, sports stuff too. And you know, like, those videos will pop up, like, what, like, LeBron spent his money on or whatever. Uh-huh. And I'll watch it sometimes, but it's not even, like, I'm not even watching it, like, man, like, I wish I had that. It's like, for me, what it does for me after I watch it, I'm motivated.
Motivation.
Like, man, like,
motivation.
I want that. Like, I'm about to go out and, like, find, like, what business could I do that could make
to get
a million to go ahead and buy that. That's how I look at it. But some people watch it and be like, man, he's lucky. Man, I wish I had that.
Like, he ain't worked for that shit.
Like, literally, like,
you like, the nigga ain't worked his whole life for that.
Like, you could have it too. You just
imagine the people that actually think like that. Wait, hold on. Can we pause this shit? I gotta take a piss.
I don't know.
It might cook like that whole room.